MSNBC columnist, Donald Trump must die in prison to protect Democratic Republic. By Joshua Klein on September 13, 2023. Former President Donald Trump must die in prison to protect the Democratic Republic, according to MSNBC columnist Dean Obadala, who claimed he is passionate about the matter with every fiber of his being. While conversing with Mediaite reporter Tommy Christopher about the media's portrayal of the advanced ages of the two primary presidential contenders on his eponymous show Friday, the left-wing commentator and Sirius XM radio host argued that Trump must die in prison. "I don't care if he was 45 years old," he said. "You should get life in prison if you attempt a coup, and there should be no chance of parole. I don't care who it is," he added. According to Obadala, that is why Trump must die in jail. "Because either we're going to protect the Democratic Republic or we're going to allow people, in this case, Trump, to chip away at our democracy and chip away at what we believe in these institutions," he stated. "That's why I'm so passionate about, like with every fiber of my being, that Donald Trump has to live out his natural days, his last days of natural life, in a prison cell," he added. Another reason for his stance, he suggested, is because of the importance of using Trump's case as a deterrent, warning others that you can't do this. "That's why it so outrages me now when Ron DeSantis was on Newsmax a few days ago saying, 'Oh, we're going to look at pardons for the Proud Boys, like Trump has said,'" he claimed. Calling it outrageous, Obadala accused the group of having plotted an attack on January 6. The prosecution laid out the case. "They began plotting right after the election when Trump said the election was stolen. They brought their people there. They had 200 people there at 10 in the morning, way before Trump's speech down by the Capitol, because they had plotted how they were going to attack the Capitol," he said. "And they did that to stop the certification. And that's why they were convicted of seditious conspiracy, just one step below treason," he added. He also deemed the notion that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, or Trump will pardon them as borderline treasonous. "These people attacked our Capitol to prevent the certification of the election, so I'm pretty clear where I stand," he stated, arguing that Trump has to end up in a prison cell and live his last days out in that prison cell. When asked if he believed Trump would be murdered in prison, Obadala said he felt it was unlikely because the former president would be highly protected. Earlier this week, on September 11, Obadala declared Trump the bin Laden of the 1/6 MAGA terrorist attack and a greater threat today to our nation than Al-Qaeda. In July, he asserted that any future pardoning of former President Trump, if convicted on January 6 related charges, would be akin to pardoning terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden for the September 11 attacks. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.